Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, May 13th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Missionaries are facing increasing danger in Iraq. Short-term teams are needed to build Christian schools in Central America and the Caribbean. And security is becoming more of a concern for missionaries in Zambia. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Iraq, where danger continues as Islamic militants are trying to drive a wedge in security there. Islamists executed an American contract worker, and more violence is threatened in the wake of the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. Missionaries are also at risk, according to Doc, who's working with the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism.
We're very concerned for anyone working for the kingdom in Iraq. It's dangerous for, of course, Western, or I know of one instance where one of the national workers, an Iraqi, was targeted because he was a believer and worked for one of the mission organizations.
Recent attacks on Western workers forced Doc to cancel his trip to Iraq this month.
In discussions with some people who really know the area, it decided that it would be a little bit too dangerous for us to take a group that we were planning on taking there. There are parts of the country that are very dangerous to be. People can still enter, and people are still entering, and we need to pray for their safety.
Next, Costa Rica's government is declaring an emergency after severe rains displaced 1,800 people. World Vision teams in Costa Rica are partnering with the Red Cross to provide relief. The flooding had a direct impact on the poorest populations. World Vision teams will be helping with the distribution efforts while continuing ongoing development activities. They represent Jesus Christ in their work with the people they're helping. Pray that hearts respond to the love of Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. An evangelical ministry is hoping to expand children's Bible clubs in Ukraine. Hope International's president, Brian Marty, calls them tomorrow clubs. He says reaching young people with the gospel is key to the future of the church.
Statistics show that if you don't reach a child before the age of 18, the chances of them coming to Christ are much, much less. That generation is the future of the country, and we have a chance to make a positive change not only in an individual's life, but in their families, communities, and even in whole countries.
Young people are attracted to the clubs by athletics, hobbies, and other programs. Marty wants this program to expand.
We're providing an opportunity for people to sponsor the whole Tomorrow Club. We call this the 500 Club because we have a goal of having 500 Tomorrow Clubs in Ukraine within the next 5 years.
$500 can sponsor a club for a year. Pray that many will respond to the need as hearts are open to the gospel. Elsewhere, Worldwide Christian Schools' Steve Goering says a combination of need and opportunity means open doors for outreach in Central America and the Caribbean. These are areas where families are looking to education to break out of generations of poverty. As a result, Worldwide is looking for teams to help build schools in Nicaragua and the Dominican Republic.
The schools that we're working with, a lot of them fall into a category of poor and developing communities. And without our assistance and help, there's no real good way that they can receive the gospel of Christ through Christian education.
Goering explains they're getting teams ready to go for this spring, but they're also trying to fill spots for fall and winter. Of the qualifications, he says,
the most important element is not whether you are skilled in a trade such as construction. The most important part about going on a missions trip is, do you have a servant's heart? And are you willing to go and be used of God?
And last week, Grace Ministries International got news that heightened security concerns for their teams in Zambia. An area gang who earlier robbed a missionary couple is on a crime spree again. The gang struck near the ministry's building again, not only robbing nearby businesses, but also the area church leaders. This time, a guard was killed. Please pray for the safety of Grace Ministries' 8 missionaries serving in Zambia. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.